Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Norman Greenbaum, ladies and gentlemen. That's a great old song. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. It's free. Everything there is free thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog, too, while you're there. Louise Anderson is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's our new friend. She's the president and CEO of Anderson Performance Improvement. Louise, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Now, what is it? What is a performance improvement company?
Well, the goal is to impact your bottom line, but the way we do it is through behavior-based reward and recognition. And that's a little unusual for some of our clients. Most people.
You're going to try to change my behavior, Louise?
We're looking to get more of the behavior that gets the results. So it's getting you to focus on what is most important. And that's why we use rewards and recognition.
I was just going to tell you that you know, I have a mom have had a couple of, you know, I have an ex-wife and a wife, and they haven't been able to make much progress on me. I think they think I'm a lost cause here, Louise, if you're trying to change my behavior.
It depends on if the goal is for you to be able to play more golf. If the reward is more important to you than it is to them, you'd be surprised what happens.
Now, see, Louise, you know the way to my heart. I think you might be able to get through. Well, that's the key, isn't it? I mean, we all have the same 24 hours in the day. We all breathe air, and you know, we all live our lives, and thank God we live in a free society. Thank God, and our great men and women in uniform across the world, we live in a free society, so we can all come and go. And of course, if you can't be successful in America, I don't know where you can go and be successful. So we all have basically the same things available to us, and the rest of it is kind of in that real estate between our ears, isn't it?
Well, partially, but because of all of the things we do have, that's part of the problem, too. It's too much of a distraction.
Oh, are you saying we have a riches problem? We have a wealth problem?
Wealth of information, a lot of choices. And that's why big companies we work with, Fortune 500, have us come in and help them refocus on the behaviors that get the results and then reward for those behaviors.
What are some examples of some distractions that you guys have got to get out of the way?
Well, like a national sales force, there's a lot of things that stop them from making the contacts. And that's all it's about is targeting and getting those contacts done. Mm-hmm. So instead of incenting someone with a car if they hit a huge milestone goal, because they already get compensation and compensation at risk, our rewards are focused more on knowledge associated with the mix of solutions and where to go to get the resources in their company, and then potentially even on the contacts or C-level contacts that they make. So the rewards are moved up earlier in the process versus than on the end result. We call that the autopsy, because if you didn't get it, it's too late.
And so the award is more based on, it's not based on the carrot, as much as it is to help them give them a leg up. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
give them better. Go ahead.
Well, and just help them focus on what are the most important things. We actually go into a company and look at what their top performers are doing, and then replicate that in an awards or an incentive program, and enable managers to reward and recognize for those behaviors throughout the day, week, month, versus just waiting for the end of the month to see what sales came in.
So what would that look like?
Pardon?
What would that look like?
Okay. I'm going to give you a call center example. We had a call center that had a 350% range in performance of the same type of tenured employees, and that means some were answering calls relatively quickly, had high levels of customer satisfaction, and were also adding products. So mm-hmm. when we went in and looked at their top performers addressed the customer differently. They went through the sequence of the call differently. Customers were calling them. They greeted the customer, listened to their needs, asked them for permission to ask them a couple questions to make sure they had the right services. So they gave them their Centrex lines that they called for, whatever the call was for, asked them a couple questions, and then asked the customer, using their words, if they'd ever thought about using X, Y, and Z.
That doesn't sound complicated. Why doesn't everybody? You know, that's not like rocket science. Why doesn't everybody do that?
It's too simple.
Oh.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
But the good companies do that.
I don't see what you mean.
The key is, it's simple, but it's not easy because you need to motivate and engage all the managers to. I encourage their employees to go in and validate their knowledge online because we have a systematic approach which costs very little compared to what it used to when all this stuff used to be done in paper.
Right.
So they go in and validate their knowledge so you know who knows how to do it. And then the next thing is managers mm-hmm. are rewarded for inspections. Managers are rewarded for inspections, meaning they reward others when they're doing a good call, which means they greeted the customer, asked some open-ended questions, and then bridged. Usually what it is in a call center environment.
But
the managers are rewarded for the quantity of observations they get done because corporate management has moved those managers to shop stewards and administrators instead of coaches, which is what their job description is.
Do you do any work with people who sell outside?
You mean outside sales?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a majority of our business is still the feet on the street salespeople. But a lot of companies are looking to leverage even further when the customer calls them. In their mm-hmm. service side. So most of our call center programs are service and sales today versus just service. And a lot of companies said they did betas and they couldn't get it to be cost justified. And we're like, so nobody could do it? And they're like, well, no.
So when they call in, you don't just take care of their challenge or their problem. You give them an opportunity to buy something else.
Well, you give them an
opportunity. What a great idea. Hold on to that thought, Louise. I got to take a break because we have to sell some stuff. It's 10 Till. We'll be right back with Louise Anderson. Stay with us.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic. That's right, here in Woodlands, Texas. We're having a great time. And I played a little golf yesterday, played a little golf the day before, not going to play today. So, but, you know, some days a diamond, some days a stone. But it's always a diamond when I get a chance to talk to my heroes, small business owners, and it doesn't get any better than when I get a chance to talk to my heroes, small business owners, and interview and introduce to them another one of my heroes, a small business owner, like Louise Anderson, who is the president and CEO of Anderson Performance Improvement. Did I say the name right, Louise?
You did, Jim. Thank you.
And tell us the website, please.
It's www.andersonperformance.com, and that Anderson is S-O-N at the end.
Okay, S-O-N, like your son. And Anderson Performance, tell us what we'll find when we get to your website.
You'll find a lot of information in reference to how you can actually focus on the behaviors in your organizations that get you the results and reward and recognize for them so you get more of them.
Right. Well, let me – now, is there anything on your website that would show us a little bit more about what you guys do?
Absolutely. It shows the methodology, the process. I wrote a book called Cream of the Corp, which actually outlines exactly how anyone can do it, whether it's with their church group or with their family or with their company.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great thing to do. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about outsourcing?
I think it's absolutely critical, partially because that's how our business gets its business. Companies could probably set their own systems in place and reward and recognition programs, but they mm-hmm. don't have the expertise to learn from what happens within other organizations, and that's part of the reason why we're in business, but it's also the reason why we use Administaff, because they are very good at what they do.
Well, yeah, you outsource all of your HR stuff to them and let you focus on your core competencies, but then that allows you to go and focus on your core competencies with your customers, which is you are a poster child for outsourcing, aren't you?
We are. Absolutely.
And so when Lou Dobbs says outsourcing is not good for America, he's wrong, isn't he?
Well, the key is you can't be an expert in everything. And that's why small businesses can grow and be very profitable and successful, because we can leverage the knowledge and the experience from our outsourced partners.
And that's the 21st century model.
It is.
That a lot of people don't get that yet, isn't it?
Well, it reduces costs for the customer consuming the product and service and increases the expertise that they can expect to receive.
And all of that is why this economy is able to withstand an attack, is able to withstand a recession, is able to withstand all the different body blows that we've had over the last few years and still grow, because we've got Louise Anderson being as efficient as she possibly can be.
Correct.
I mean, I don't know. You're a lot younger than me, Louise. You probably don't remember 20 years ago in the marketplace, but it wasn't like that back then. Things were a lot more complicated. Everybody was trying to do everything themselves and doing many of them not very well.
Well, even in big companies, Jim, there are such functional silos that even the people inside the company didn't know how things were done outside in another silo within their own organization.
Right, right. Silos, I also call them fiefdoms, where you get people who, you know, they get in those silos and they lob bombs at each other from their silos, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
But you go in and help them break down those walls, don't you?
Actually, we do a lot of that, where big companies have actually grown through merger and acquisition, keeping a lot of those entities in line, and then they realize one day when they try to put all of those customers in one database, look at how many opportunities we have that we're not taking advantage of, where our products and services in our other divisions could be used in those companies.
Right.
And then that's when we get involved and help people talk together, plan together, and burrow little holes in those silos, and eventually they come down through natural demand by the employees trying to better serve their customers. And that's exciting when it comes down that way.
And what's exciting is when you remind them, when they see all of the value added that you've given them, you reveal to them all the things that the relationship that you have with them is doing for them, and you remind them that, you know, why did you even have to think about whether you were going to do business with me or not?
I know. It's fun.
Yeah, I know it. Hey, listen, give us your website again, Louise.
It's andersonperformance.com, and like you said, the Sun, S-O-N on the Anderson.
How many employees you got?
We have 27 employees.
Wow. How long have you been in business?
13 years.
13 years. Louise, you're one of my heroes. Congratulations on your great success.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
You bet.
Louise Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, she's one of you. Aren't you proud of her? Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting from Woodlands, Texas, at the Administaff Small Business Classic. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.